1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I would say that the biggest thing people are talking about these days has got to be those gas prices. Led by jumps at the pump in the Midwest and the West, U.S. gasoline prices have reached an all-time unadjusted high over the last 2 weeks. And let's be honest, you know, stuff reaches all-time highs. I'm sure the price of bread is at an all-time high. It's nothing to really freak out about. It's just that, you know, prices go up. And gasoline, we all knew, was going to go up. Overall, U.S. gasoline prices increased 8 to almost 9 cents over the last 2 weeks, according to the Lundberg survey. And if you're like me, every time you hear those words, Lundberg survey, well, you want to kill someone, basically, because you know the bad news is coming about gas prices. The nation's average price of gas, including all grades and taxes, was $1.76 per gallon on Friday, up 5 cents from April 20th. I paid $2.13 today for premium unleaded, $2.13 a gallon. The Midwest saw the highest price increase, 13 cents. So it's just wild. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, had you called in? I know, Ted, that you wanted to talk to us about this, and I'm sorry that we weren't able to get to you last hour. What was the point that you wanted to make?
Phil, basically, I am calling to see what you people are prepared to do should gas prices become so high that driving a high-performance SUV becomes not as attractive, I guess, as it used to be.
As attractive? Look, driving a...
Well, the SUV, okay, I'm talking about the Escalade, I'm talking about the Lexus, I'm talking about the Mercedes, and I'm talking about the Navigator. What many of us in the financial community are afraid of, obviously, is the fact the statement that driving an SUV used to make isn't being made anymore. And I think that that is something that disturbs us. I'd like to say at this time, Phil, that I have no problem affording the price of a gallon of gasoline. But I think with the increasing price of gas, most people are going to be looking at smaller cars.
And because most people are looking at smaller cars and more gas-efficient cars...
They're not looking at the SUV with the same degree of respect. They're not going to be making way for me on the freeway. I can tell you at any given day, a Toyota Celica, any smaller car is going to make way for me. And I also have to say this. I think the guy that drives the SUV has put across an image of a guy who's in control of his life. He's got a big life. He's on the cell phone. He's going hunting. He's going fishing. Now with the gas price increase, a lot of people who could never afford one of our SUVs in the first place, now they're going to say, we're not that impressive anymore. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's right. I think that we need to be proactive, and I'm wondering what the media will do.
What you're complaining about is that nobody looks at you in your SUV anymore and thinks you're hot stuff?
I don't like when you say things that I'm hot stuff. I think the SUV makes a statement. And I think with the rising gas price, now all of a sudden it looks like a gas hog.
Well, don't you think it is a gas hog?
No, not to the guy that can afford it. I can afford to put gas in my SUV. You understand what I'm saying? I can afford that. The little man who wanted to have an SUV, now he can't because he can't afford a gas. Now he's looking at me and he thinks I'm some kind of a guy that it doesn't deserve his respect. I think they're blaming me. I think that's wrong. I think that in some way we need to maintain our...
Your status.
I believe we need to maintain our status, absolutely.
I wondered how long you thought about what you were going to say on my show today, Ted, when you called up, because what you're saying to me is...
Look, Phil, I don't need a lecture on morality. I don't need a...
No, but what you're saying to me is, I drive my SUV every day. I know you have a Navigator, right?
That's correct.
Okay, you've got a Lincoln Navigator. It's a big car, and I know that it takes a lot of gas to fill the tank in that thing.
That is also correct.
Okay, you're afraid now that people don't look at your Lincoln Navigator like your hot stuff.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, you did. You said that people aren't looking at you with the same degree of awe and respect, and you also made the comment, they get out of my way.
When you drive, let me tell you something, there are a few things in life that are sweet. When you come around the corner in a Chevy Excursion, and you see someone, in other words, the grill of your truck fills up that guy's rearview mirror. And one of the really great things in life is to see that guy just slide over to the right-hand lane. Just move right over because he doesn't want any piece of you. Yes, it feels good. Yes, it...
So you're saying that's that prestige?
No, I'm not denying that it doesn't feel good. Yes. But does that make me a criminal? Does that make me a bad guy? See, you want to criminalize me because I happen to drive a high-performance SUV. And I think that's wrong. You also are trying to say that my car isn't as nice as it used to be. And and that hurts. I'll be honest with you, it really hurts.
Because it used to be a big...
Because it used to be something that people look with admiration, yeah.
All right, well, with the gas prices going up, I feel, as I'm sure a lot of people will also feel, the midsize fuel-efficient automobile is coming back big time. I remember when it first made its entry into our culture in the 70s. I remember the gas crunch of the late 70s and early 80s. And these big gas guzzlers, Ted, I'm sorry, I just think they're going the way of the dinosaur.
Well, what about for those of us who could still afford the gas? We don't have a gas shortage. We just have a high price of gas.
I understand that. And there are people that cannot afford to pay that price.
Well, but I can. Why should I have to suffer in prestige? In other words, why when somebody looks at...
I don't get this prestige thing. Somebody looks at your Navigator and thinks, oh, man. And
you know, you pull into a restaurant, the valet comes up, hops into the driver's seat, beautiful, soft, tan leather of the Lincoln Navigator, and that kid is like, he is ready to come out of his slacks. That is not necessarily going to happen in the future.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. People are not as impressed with the SUVs, with the high price of gas, and that hurts you personally.
Yeah, it does hurt me personally. One of the things that we're doing is...
Because you don't have the prestige that you used to have.
I like the idea of driving around in a car that people admired, yeah. Is there something...
It seems egotistical. It seems unrealistically egotistical.
Well, then you don't live in my world.
And I don't doubt that I don't live in your world. What are you going to do about all of this? You're asking me what the media is going to do.
Well, I'm going to ask that question again, but I know what we're doing at our restaurant. We have bumper stickers that we now have available at Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you have an SUV, and I'm talking about the Navigator, the Excursion, the Mercedes, the Lexus, or the Escalade, come into Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we have bumper stickers that say powered by natural gas. We also have bumper stickers that say hybrid.
Okay, that's dishonest.
Hold on. And the reason why, Phil, is so that people can put those on their cars.
Yeah, that is dishonest. Put them on the car, and now it looks like you're environmentally conscious.
We are, right now, everybody that drives an SUV is at risk of looking like an environmental criminal and looking like somebody who is not driving a cool car. What are we supposed to do?
Just drive down the street looking like you don't drive a cool car.
No, not going to happen. Not going to have, not the money I paid for a Lincoln Navigator.
So you're going to put a bumper sticker on the back of your car that says powered by natural gas. You got a hybrid sticker?
We got the hybrid gas electricity hybrid sticker. We also have environmentally clean car. And we're giving those out at our restaurant because I'm going to tell you something. If you don't do something to make it okay and cool to drive an SUV, the valet won't be as impressed with your car. Smaller cars that used to yield the right-of-way will not do it. Now you can give the impression of being environmentally conscious, and that throws people off the scent. You don't look like the ass that some people think you are.
I think it's dishonest.
Phil, I thought about it last night. I thought long and hard about it, but the alternative to suddenly go from driving a car that was very admired to driving a car that people are bored with is no longer acceptable. I just can't. I can't handle that prospect.
Because of your prestige. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about his car, and now it ain't cool to drive an SUV. You know, who says it isn't cool to drive an SUV? I still see plenty of them out there.
Yeah, but now with the price of gas, you guys in the media keep hitting this gas price thing. Why are you doing it?
Because it's freaking expensive, man. People want to talk about it. People want to vent about it. Okay?
Well, not everybody is being strapped by it. Why would you do this now? You know, I bought my wife the Excursion, didn't you? You knew that.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it last week.
And yet you come up with a topic about the price of gas now. Why?
Ted, it's not personal, okay?
You know she's going to be driving around on an Excursion. People are going to look at her and think she's some kind of a gas slut. You know that I...
Never said anything...
But you know that's what you're doing to my wife.
Now you're making it personal. Now, after all the years we've known each other, you think I want your wife to look like a gas slut.
I'm telling you, Phil, just because... because I can afford the gallon of gasoline, just because I can afford to fill up the tank of excursion, doesn't make me some kind of an environmental criminal. I'm not an environmental sociopath. And now my wife drives her out on excursion while you guys in the media hit this price of gas thing over the head until I can't see straight any longer, and my wife looks just like some kind of a petroleum whore. Well, I will not stand by and watch it.
Okay, you give out your bumper stickers at the restaurant that say environmentally clean car. You think a guy driving down the road in an excursion with a phony baloney bumper sticker that said...
No, these bumper stickers, people see those and they immediately assume.
Even though it's dishonest, even though the car is not set up to be a hybrid.
Even though it, you want to call it dishonest, I call it survival of the SUV in terms of its status. I don't see anything wrong with it.
1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's got nothing to do with the restaurant business. He can't tell me about gasoline, and he can't tell me about cars. He owns the Beverly Hills Automobile Association. Those guys are into sports cars. But now he's telling me that it ain't cool to drive an SUV anymore with the price of gas, so he's going to start handing out bumper stickers at his restaurant that says, powered by natural gas, environmentally clean, so as to give the impression that the car is an environmentally friendly car and not a big, fat, gas-sucking hog on the road. And our family, we have a four-door man. We got to get the kids around. I mean, some families, they got to have it. I understand all of that. This isn't about driving a car that looks cool. It's about driving a car that's going to work for you. 1-800-449-8686. So the SUV doesn't look cool anymore. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Ted, the way I could boil your comments down about the price of gas and your Navigator and everybody else's SUV is this. The price of gas is so high now that people are not going to be looking at SUVs with the same longing as they used to. Is that correct?
That is essentially correct, yeah.
And so you are afraid that while you drive around in your SUV, you're no longer going to be the object of people's admiration. People are going to look at you as some kind of yesterday's news. You're driving some piece of crap.
That is correct, yes.
And that hurts you.
I think it would hurt anybody, Phil, because I have worked very hard in my career to make the kind of money that it would take to afford a beautiful Lincoln Navigator. And now I don't look cool? What's that all about?
Well, the price of gas is going up.
Yeah, but you guys keep talking about it.
I don't know what else I can do other than to say, you know, the price of gas is going up, but it's still cool to drive an SUV. I don't know. Donna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to
people don't show me the respect I deserve.
Go ahead.
Ted sounds like an idiot. One thing he got to remember that, yeah, the price of gas is going up, but your status and prestige is not in what you drive. It's in your character.
Who's my character? Look,
SUV... He sounds like a stone idiot.
I'm a stoned idiot? Why?
Yeah, that's what you sound like, an idiot.
I happen to
you
own my own
just
business.
Like an idiot. It doesn't matter
I
what type of car you're driving.
Business.
It don't matter.
I make $2 million a year. Personal,
I don't care what you make.
That happens to be
just
my
like
personal
you make
income.
$2 million a year. You can lose that $2 million in the same year.
Not in
matter.
My business. No, I do a very good business at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
You still sound like an idiot. It doesn't matter your status.
Why do I sound like an idiot?
Not dependent upon the car that you're driving.
You know, I'm not insulting you. I'm not insulting you, but I will tell you this.
I'm just telling you what you sound like.
You're not going to be allowed into my restaurant. You're not going
to
be allowed into my restaurant.
I wouldn't want to come to your restaurant.
Oh, yes,
because
you
still sound like an idiot when
yes,
you get
you
through.
Yes, you would. Oh, you really? You don't want to come to my restaurant.
You sound just like an idiot.
So, in other words, you
I'm
don't want to come
to... I'm just telling you what you sound like. You sound like an idiot. You're just like a man stuck on a car.
You know
I mean,
what?
There's other things in life.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like... Those are the words that come from...
SUV, so what? Get
those are the words
go
that come from somebody who doesn't have a good car. Only someone with a cheap, crappy car would talk the way you talk.
I'm satisfied with the type of car I drive.
What
I can afford
kind of,
another one
what
if
kind
I
of car?
It.
What kind of car do you got?
It doesn't matter.
God, don't want to tell me, do you? You know
I'm
why?
I'll tell you.
What?
I drive a 2000 Alero. But you still,
all right.
But you still laugh and you still sound like an idiot. You
I don't sound like an idiot. I'm talking
about SUV, how you look. It doesn't matter.
How do you look?
If you came up behind me in your SUV, I wouldn't get over. You'd be the one getting over.
Wait a minute. Let's be clear about this. The grill of my SUV would fill up the whole rearview mirror of your Alero.
It wouldn't matter to me. As long as
and you
ran into
over?
The back of me, then we had something to talk about.
And then you would,
other
and you
than
wouldn't
that,
move
I'll
over.
Still drive the same speed I'm driving at. You would be going around me. I wouldn't move.
Wait a minute. You wouldn't move over for me?
No.
Mr.
Who
Henry?
Are you?
Mr. Andrew, would you play that tape back? Because
she said it. I don't have to play the tape back.
I would
She's...
not move over for you.
You would not move over for a Liggett Navigator.
No. For what?
Are you kidding?
See, the problem is,
are you
I
kidding?
Think you're more intimidated because if you were driving a smaller car, you wouldn't feel like a big man anymore. So you're basically intimidated because, again, you allow the status of your car to dictate what type of man
no,
you are.
What I'm saying is that my car used to be a very valuable piece of iron on the roadway. Now, because of the gas prices, people are going to look at the SUV with not as much See, you used to envy people in SUVs, didn't you, Donna?
No,
now,
I never envied anybody.
You got an Alero. You know what that is? That's a Chevy Geo with power windows. That's what you got.
It could very well be. I guarantee you, get
yeah.
me where I'm going.
And
I'm
thing,
not worried about the price of gas.
Do you
I
know what happens?
Put the gas in my car. What
you,
about you?
Do you know what happens if I throw it into four low and I don't and you stop too fast? You know what happens to your car? You're
I'm not
flat.
Worried about it.
I mean,
I'm telling
you again,
you, as I just stated,
you'd be a flat
if you ran into the
person.
Back of my car, then yeah, we would have something to talk about. But otherwise,
no.
I'm not going
Donna,
around.
Let me ask you something. How are you
going
to talk about
around.
It?
You're going to be the one going around
no, let me ask
so I don't move.
How are you going to talk about it when you're flattened inside your Alero and I'm three blocks down the road? How are you going to talk about that?
Oh, look, it's your freaking Navigator isn't going to flatten her Alero, okay?
I put it in the four
the
low, it will.
He thinks that his Navigator... Basically, his Navigator has made him feel proud in the inside. It don't matter.
It don't matter
what type of car you drive.
It would matter to you if you had one.
No,
if you had one, you'd be driving down that street.
I'm satisfied with whatever
big.
I get.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Donna, for all
it
I'm
does
just
not
saying,
matter.
You have to tell me that
concern.
You have to tell
that's
me it's impressive.
That's your concern.
You
have concerned
to tell
about
me.
The type of car that you're driving because that makes you who you are.
Tell me it's impressive.
Well, I think she's Donna's basically saying.
Yeah, Donna's saying that my car doesn't matter. Yes, it does. She's always wanted one.
All right, look, she didn't say that. But
yes, she's
worried about
you privately want
that's
one. You secretly want one.
Idiot.
You secretly want a Lexus, don't you? You do. I hit the nail on the head, didn't I?
Look it, man. Maybe she wants a Lexus. It doesn't have to be an SUV. Okay, Donna, thanks for calling.
Hey, not a problem.
1-800-449-8686. Bob, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey,
see, this is the thing, the dishonesty of people when they know that they would love to own one of these vehicles.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go.
I think that the guy's values are certainly out of line. You know, I can't see that anybody lives to impress a valet or anybody
I'm
else.
I'm just saying
that
when a valet gets in it, when a valet gets into your car, or do you valet your car?
Is that important to you?
I think it's important to you if you need a valet.
No, not
oh, so
you,
in other words,
if I was going to drive up to any nice restaurant and there was a valet to take my car,
okay.
It's immaterial to me what he thinks of my car.
Well, I can tell you, sir, it matters in how he's going to treat that vehicle if he thinks it's of worth. If he gets
well,
into your car that's strewn with cigarette butts and McDonald's
you think he's
cups.
Gonna, you think he's going to take my car apart or mistreat it?
I will tell you that I think it determines the way he drives the vehicle and as to how accessible it's going to be. Look, if
okay.
he gets into your car and it's strewn with McDonald's cups and cigarette butts, and, you know, what does he care? But if
well,
he gets
then he
into the nice, nice leather of a beautiful
well, the guy
SUV,
shouldn't be
okay?
working for, he shouldn't right. be a valet if he's going to do that to any car.
Well, should and how it is, two different things, my friend. There's the way it ought
well,
to
that,
be and there's the
that
way
may
that
may be
it
true,
is.
But
that's
I
right,
do think
okay?
that you got your values
when
out,
you pull
of,
up,
out of whack.
You pull up in your Cressida or whatever it is you got, yeah, good for you.
Okay.
I drive a nice enough car.
Well, what's that mean, nice enough? Nice enough for what, Longhorn Steakhouse?
Well, maybe
Longhorns is it.
They don't have valet there.
Yes, they Well, I don't know what
they
do.
I generally
okay,
don't
look.
Go to valet
okay.
parking anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to know why? Because you're going to walk through a dark alley down three blocks of darkened street with your wife to get to the restaurant because you're too cheap to pay a valet.
Well,
that,
I don't think,
my friend.
I don't think we
some
should
little
say
house
personal
cleaner
install chair.
Driving a little Toyota needs to show some respect for the
no,
SUV
I don't
and move out of the way, okay?
I
think you ought
to
get out of the way,
all
right?
All right, okay, look, thanks. 1-800-449-8686. This is just all getting down to whose car is better. And the whole thing about going to a valet and the kid doesn't like your car, so he's going to drive. Are you embarrassed about the kind of car you pull into a valet at a restaurant? if it's a piece of crap, do you ever even spend the money to have a valet parked? You might as well just walk to it and hope you get mugged before you get to the car, because it's, what's the choice? Driving your car home, which is a piece of crap, or getting mugged? Sometimes you'd rather just get knocked over the head. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell on to talk about the declining prestige of the SUV on The Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
There was a time, Phil, in this country when the sport utility vehicle, people would admire it in parking lots. People would look at the Lincoln Navigator. They'd look at the Lexus, the Mercedes sport utility vehicle. When it drove by smaller cars on the street, the little children in the smaller cars would look at their reflection on the door of the SUV. And you could get into that. You were riding high above the rest of the traffic. If one of these small cars got in front of you, they felt a little intimidated. They really did. You could see the sort of fear on the face and the way they hunched shoulders of people driving cars smaller than you in front of you. And 9 times out of 10, they would clear out of the way.
Now, with the increasing amount of money people pay for a gallon of gas, you're afraid that we're going to go back to the small car.
Lightweights that can't afford the SUV and sure can't afford the gallon of gas, now they want to buy their little cars, and now they're going to call me, a guy that isn't keeping up with the times. Now they're not going to admire me. I think it's unfair. I think it's wrong. I think the media has contributed to it.
1-800-449-8686. We just report the news here, Ted. Here is Chris on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes.
This guy's got to have a problem. I happen to own several luxury cars, including a Hummer, a Ferrari, and I don't care what people think about me when I drive my car. If you really are worried about what you're driving, then it's
that Hummer. Like, people are going to think you look lame in that Hummer now with the high price of gas. I'm telling you.
I don't really give a crap, because if you're worried about being respected,
well,
it's kind of like you got a nice car to take a chick out just to show off to her, and then you find out at the end of the night you're just a loser. I mean, really, what's the point?
Wait a second. How can you lose? If you take a girl out in a Ferrari, how do you lose at the end of the night? I don't understand.
Oh, I wouldn't lose, because it wouldn't be the Ferrari that's carrying me the rest of the night.
Well, wait a second. What are you taking the girl? What are you taking her out in?
I'm so worried about the Navigator.
I'm just trying to tell you that you better get rid of that Hummer, because you're driving around in a car that people are, they're snickering at you.
Okay, and then also, if you're worried about people respecting you, I mean, if you keep on driving the Navigator and everybody else is driving the little car and you want to be so different than everybody, I mean, you got an expensive car and you got the money to pay for the gas, so who gives a crap about everybody else?
Because it's not going to look hip anymore, just like that Hummer's going to look lame. And people are going to be, like, snickering and pointing at you.
The only thing that doesn't make you look hip is you worrying about it. I mean, if you're really
the only thing that won't make it hip is you driving it, Ted.
Okay, see, that's the kind of personal assault.
Don't think about it. You driving down the street in your SUV with your sweater tied around your neck, I think that looks lame.
I just want to ask this gentleman, because obviously, Henry, you don't know what I'm talking about. Chris.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Chris, is it Chris?
Yes.
Okay. You got a Hummer, right?
Yes.
You remember the days when you drove a Hummer down the street and people would go, "Wow, look at that." Remember those days?
Well, I never.
Well, sure you do. Yeah, remember that?
They still do.
No,
kiss
them goodbye. Children are going to point and laugh.
If I pull my Hummer up next to the Navigator, what's going to get the look?
I'm going to tell you something, Chris. You drive that Hummer down the street now, children, small preschool children, will point and laugh. And I don't think any of us can afford that. No SUV owner.
I don't think so. And if kids are laughing at me, then so what? I'm making somebody laugh. Who cares about what people think?
Oh, okay. So now all of a sudden Chris wants to drive down the street in his clown mobile, making the little kids laugh. Well, that's great. Why don't you just paint pink polka dots on it, too? Holy cow.
Look at you. I think you are you're going overboard.
I don't think I'm going overboard. I think Chris and other SUV and other high-performance vehicle owners need to face the fact that we don't look as hip as we used to in these cars. And
so you don't look as hip. So buy something that is hip.
I bought these cars.
I just bought Craig's $1,500 Volkswagen.
I love the Hummer. I love my Ferrari. I've got other regular cars. I'm driving a
and you're gonna paint
truck right now, and I love the way they drive. I don't go out and drive them to show off to other people. Look, I'm driving a nice car.
Are you gonna paint
polka crap? I drive it because it's safe, it's fun, and it's fun for myself.
Let me ask you a question. Are you painting? Are you gonna paint polka dots on that Hummer?
What are you, nuts?
Well, you're the guy that says you want to make little children, huh?
Well, you are nuts. That's not a question. I mean,
you're the guy that says you want to make little children laugh with it.
Okay, you know what? You're the guy that said the whole thing. The kids were going to point and laugh. Thank you, Chris, for your call.
You should flaunt your importance more. This is the kind of guy, he's got a Hummer, and he's got a Ferrari, and he's all, aw, shucks, kicking his Buster Browns in the dirt. And he said to me, and you heard him on your radio station, Phil, across all of your affiliates, that guy said that he could take a girl out in a Ferrari, and maybe at the end of the night he'd get somewhere with her. Maybe? You take a chick out in a Ferrari, buddy, you have scored before you put your underwear on.
Just because you're in a Ferrari.
Yeah, that's right. Just because you're in a Ferrari.
Man, here is John on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that guy. I mean,
What's wrong with me? Because I happen to respect the car that I drive?
Hey, I respect the cars that I drive. I mean, that's not it. I mean, I was sitting here listening to you tell this guy that I'm going to get a date because I got a Ferrari.
Not only going to get a date, you're going to score because you have a Ferrari. Any guy that can't score, you take a girl out in a Ferrari and you don't score at the end of the night, brother, you better go and have your, have a hormone test check.
Wait.
Score in a Volkswagen Beetlebug. I mean, what's the difference? A woman's not going out. If you're going out with a woman for your car, do you think she's going out with you because you got a cool car?
I got to tell you something. It gets you a lot further if you got a good-looking car. What are you going to show up? I hate to think what you drive. What do you drive?
Right now, I'm driving a $120,000 tractor up and down the road.
Yeah, that's great.
I've got an SUV. I've got a Volkswagen. I've got a pickup truck, a minivan.
John, pull up in front of her house in the tractor. She'll love that. Are you kidding me?
She will love that.
You put me
on. I own this truck. I mean, say a word.
Hey, look at. I'm telling you that if you pull up in front of her house in a John Deere tractor with those big things in the back that turn the earth, she's not going to want to get in it.
This is an over-the-road tractor.
It's a tractor trailer, as in a rig. He's got a semi and a...
Oh, a truck. So what are you going to do? You going to pull that down her street with a big
That woman will respect it because, you know what? She's not worried about, he's got a $50,000 car.
Yeah, look at
Barbara. She's not worried about it. I'm not pulling up in this truck to impress her.
Look.
If I'm pulling up in the truck, I'm pulling up to pick her up for some odd reason. I mean, very rarely would I pull up in front of a woman's house anyways in a truck. But
if I did,
it's not going to make one bit of difference if I got a nice car at home or not.
Let me ask you a question. If you pull up in front of a woman's house, and she answers the door, and she's dressed as Count Dracula. Does that not matter to you?
Does that not matter to me?
Yeah.
Why should we? I don't think I'd be dating a woman like that.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's what I'm talking about. And what woman is going to date Farmer John pulling up in front of her house in an 18-wheeler? Give me a break.
Farmer John.
Well, you're the guy that's pulling up in the...
Not farmer as in tractor. Tractor as in truck driver.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. All right,
if you can't get a woman to date you or to go out on a date with you because of the vehicle you drive, I feel sorry for you, buddy.
Buddy, I got to tell you something. What are you? Are you overweight?
I'm
not trying to tell you about women, okay? But I'm going to tell you right now. You pull up, you pick some babe up in a Ferrari, I guarantee at the end of the night you're going to have two thighs locked around your hip.
Okay.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it one bit.
Try it.
Okay.
Look, not Farmer John, though. It's BJ and the Bear. That's what...
Okay, we got it. Thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Richard, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I think it's the kind of person you are that matters and gains your respect, not what you drive down the road. You try to intimidate people with your vehicle. Why don't you walk down the street and try to intimidate them and get some respect?
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. Look, are you Amish?
Am I what?
Are you Amish?
Yeah, I'm driving a tractor trailer.
I'm driving
a Lincoln Town Car. I drive a new one every year.
I asked you if you're Amish.
No, I'm not Amish. And I have respect for
people. Well, the
people
only people who have that
and
philosophy
I don't have
in life
to have are, a SUV to get respect.
The only people who have that philosophy in life are Amish.
What?
What this guy just said. Well, you laugh
man,
about
it. Stupid.
I'm stupid?
Yes.
Tell me I'm wrong. I pull up in front of Sam Babe's house in a Cadillac, Escalade SUV. I got four-wheel drive. I've got beautiful burled wood interior.
So what?
Okay. I pull
you
up.
You can't walk down the street
I swing
and be
out of
a
that.
Decent person.
Let me ask you.
You want to intimidate people with an SUV.
No, I'm not intimidating. I'm trying to pick up women. Richard. You get out
yeah.
of a Cadillac Escalade with a sweater tied around your neck and sunglasses on, Oakleys. Are you telling me you can't score?
I don't want to score.
How do you look with a sweater
tied
around your neck?
I'm very satisfied with my wife. I'm not out trying to pick up anybody.
You got
I
some
don't
babe
think you
who slide right up
people.
The Corinthian leather seat just from sitting on it?
So what?
So what? In
yeah.
other words, so,
so
I,
what?
I get it. If Marilyn Monroe sat on your face, then you
okay, that's it, man. I don't need any of that kind of talk.
Man.
Sorry about that, Richard.
No, that's all right. This guy's kind of weird.
Kind of weird, yeah.
Have to have an SUV to try to gain respect.
Yeah, from girls.
Well, that's no good. He's not a good person.
Well, that's true, sir.
He's a kind of. I'd say he'd be a bully if he could, but he'd probably get the, you know what, kicked out of him if he tried it.
Well, there's no doubt about that. See, he's not a very good guest. My producer's to blame for booking him in the first place, but.
Well,
I'm sure you're a fine guy. What kind of car do you have?
A Lincoln Town car.
Oh, that's a nice car.
Yeah, it's nice and comfortable to drive.
Yeah, it's very nice.
And it doesn't use a hell of a lot of gas either. I get about 22 miles to a gallon on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's because you're retired. You
now, shut up. Okay, thank you for calling, sir. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, it's time on our program for, of course, our new feature, For the Love of God, Would You Please Change Your Name? Each week at this time, here on For the Love of God, Would You Please Change Your Name? We mention the names of celebrities, movie actors, people in the news, people in the know, people in the now, who really have got to lose that name once and for all and get with the rest of us, get with the real world, get with the normal people, get a name that we can all sort of just hang with, okay? And we don't have to wrap it around our freaking tongue or remember the right pronunciation, you know? Just get out of here with your name, all right? First name up on the list, of course. You guessed it. Yeah, okay, I can see everybody raising their hand. Wolf Blitzer, you know? Wolf, it's long overdue, brother, okay? Change it, man. And one of the reasons why I say you should change it, Wolf, that's right again. You're an American. An American. Okay, so can we get a name like... Okay, here's our suggested name change for Wolf Blitzer, Steve Brown. That's a great name for you, man. The Steve Brown Report. Hi, I'm Steve Brown with the beard and everything. It's still the same guy. As it is now, you got a name like a frozen drink. I'd like a Wolf Blitzer, please. Could you put some more creme de coco in that this time? Sure. Okay, name two on our list of For the Love of God, Would You Please Change Your Name? You're right. Whoopi Goldberg, of course, is up at the top of that list. Whoopi, let me ask you a question. Was that a childhood nickname or something? Did some boyfriend nickname you that? Whoopi Goldberg. How about Alice Stone? That's perfect for you. Okay, now let's get to the one that we really want to get to here today. Willem Dafoe. Willem. So that's Welsh or something? Is that German? I don't, you know. Whatever. Got a good idea for you, babe. William. That's right. That's what it's supposed to be, okay? And then you went and turned it into Willem. Just knock it off with that. You're William Dafoe. Don't have to hip it up with Willem, man. Just William. That's what everybody calls you anyway. I know you'd love to think that everybody thinks your name is Willem Dafoe. Everybody thinks you're William Dafoe. That's what everybody calls you. I think your father was drunk when he named you. I call Willem.
Is that really? Willem? Okay, W-I-L-L-E-M.
No, guy, that. Willem.
He drinks. I understand, ma'am. We've got a Willem.
Now let's move down another list of the name of actors. What's this Rafe Fine? Can somebody help me with that? What is that? That's not how you spell it, man. You spell it R-A-L-P-H. And if you say Ralph, people look at you like, ooh, don't you know? No, I don't know. What's wrong with Ralph Fiennes or Fine or however the hell you want to be? Ralph is a very great name. Ralph is near and dear to my heart. Ralph Cramden's name was Ralph. Nothing wrong with being called Ralph. Get out of here. Bug off with Rafe. Jesus. You know, your brother is Joseph Fine. Is that right, Joseph Fine? He doesn't call himself Yosef. Or he don't call himself Yo Mama. It's Joseph. It's the way it's spelled. Okay, let's go over here to Laura. Is it Lara Flynn Boyle? She's L-A-R-A Flynn Boyle. Is that Laura? Or is it Lara? How the hell you do that? It's not Laura. If you say Laura, well, it's like some people have the name. I had a buddy of mine. His girlfriend's name was L-E-S-L-I-E. I used to say Leslie. Wouldn't you say it's Leslie? Oh, no, 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 no. See, if I said Leslie, then it was a cause of great firework. Leslie. So you began to say, hi, Leslie? Is that, and suddenly you sound as if you've got muscular dystrophy or something. Hi, are you Leslie? Good, good. It's improving, the lockjaw. Okay, not that this is a bad name. She's on a very great TV show, Will and Grace, but Deborah Messing. Sounds like you had a little accident. And how about that M. Night Shyamalan or Shyamalan? I don't have a problem with Shyamalan. I don't know how to pronounce that thing. But you know what, dude? I know you're from India. Lose that night thing. And with that M period, just make it Mike or Mort. Just your Mickey Shyamalan or something like that. Melvin, anything. Get out of here with night. Did you name yourself that, man? You did. You took that name on one night.
I'm going to call myself Knight because it's nighttime.
Also, a little suggestion for Tim McGraw. Just change it to Mr. Faith Hill. Renee Zellweger, you know, I don't know. I don't know why we don't like your name. We hear you're really good in Bridget Jones' Diary. I know we gave you a hard time about all the other crap you did, including me, myself, and Irene, but we did like you in Jerry Maguire. Just the name Zellweger. It's almost like purposefully oddball, right? Like purposely Germanic. The whole Krautenheimer thing, too, makes me nervous. Just change your name to something really... I know, Melanie Griffith. How about that? That's perfect for you. Okay, now, great actor, don't get me wrong, but Rip Torn? Okay, we got it, man. 30 years ago, we are totally hip to the Rip Torn. Bug off with your name. All right, now, this is a particular area that I want to talk about. Child actors with three names, you are not allowed. Do you understand? I don't care if your mother and father said it was okay. Haley Joel Osment, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, you're not old enough to have three names. Right now, there's a bum picking cigarette butts up out of the gutter who deserves more respect than you. So, and by the way, Leif Garrett, or was it Leif, or what the hell is that? We don't know. But that three name with the kid, you're Haley Osment, and if I want to call you Punk Face or Shorty Osment, that's what I'm going to call you. Okay? I love you, man. You're great, but knock it off with your three freaking names. Also, one other thing that we need to... I wanted to say this. Why are weird names okay for musicians but not for actors? For instance, I could get away with calling myself The Edge if I'm a musician. But if I'm an actor, forget it. So don't even try it. Starring Ashley Judd, Rob Lowe, and The Edge. And how's this for a really way out there name? I don't dig that. Michael Douglas. Oh, excuse me, aren't you weird? And William Peterson. But the freakiest name of all, this is some kind of a Hollywood made-up name, Eddie Murphy. And what's with Vivian Wu? I know she's from China, but can't she change her last name to Clark?